Mommy, Mommy, guess what?
What, sweetheart?
We heard the story of Cinderella today.
You did? How nice.
And at the end of the story, after they found out the glass slipper fit, you know what happened next?
Let me guess. They lived happily ever after?
No, they got married.
Living happily ever after and getting married aren't necessarily the same things, are they? Well, we'll hear some wise words on how they can move a little closer together on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh knows that just because you both say I do doesn't mean you'll always agree on everything else.
The truth of the matter is, everybody who is married sometimes have differences of opinion. They argue. Well, the Bible never tells us not to be angry. That would be unrealistic, wouldn't it? Instead, the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, be angry and yet do not sin. You know, there is an appropriate way to express your differences in marriage. For instance, I'll give you an example. When we argue, we should never say cruel things that we can't take back. Much damage has been done in marriage relationships when one partner has said cruel things to another. Then there's another point to consider in arguing, and that is, don't attack your mate's most vulnerable area. You see, there is a loving way to express differences even in a marriage relationship. But always, even as we express those differences, it's important to let the Spirit of Jesus Christ guide our conversation.
For more on building a stronger relationship at home, call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Grace-Filled Marriage. That's 1-800-472-2311 or make your request online at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.